This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Ben Abraham creates incredible music and has collaborated with a number of awesome international artists, including Kesha, Demi Lovato and Macklemore, just to name a few. Currently living in LA, he's home for the holidays and will be performing at Carol's by Candlelight on Christmas Eve. He joins us in studio. Ben, welcome to Joy Drive.
What's up, guys?
So nice to have you. Thank you for joining us in studio. This is the first time that you'll be singing at Carol's by Candlelight, right?
Yes, technically I've turned pages for John Foreman for the last 20 years in the orchestra pit. So wow. I've been there every year, but there was one year where we experimented with me singing backing vocals and it was a badie. So we don't talk about that year.
Okay.
Some very awkward sidestepping and clicking of fingers that I'll never do again.
But you're going to be the main event this
but
time.
But this time, the entire Carols is actually just going to be me singing 27 times. So,
did you used to watch it as a kid?
Yeah. So my parents actually sang on Carols 41 years ago. Wow. I know. They won a show on Channel 9 called New Faces years and years ago.
Oh, with Bert Newton.
And then, yeah. And then after that, they won New Faces and then they sang on Carols. So we kind of grew up watching it and sort of knew the mythology of like mum and dad having sung on it. I'd never seen them, their video of them singing it because it got lost in our family until just recently when the Carols asked me to come back and they sent me video. Yeah, cool. So it's been in my life forever. I mean, everyone watches the Carols, right? Even if you don't watch it, it's on in the background.
And the next day as well.
Exactly. So I feel like we all have a relationship with the Carols.
Certainly, you've got an extended relationship with the Carols.
Yes.
How does it feel to this year? We joke, you're not doing all the Carols, but you are doing...
I am doing a Carol.
A Carol.
Yes.
And for yourself and not with any clicking or backup dancing.
Well...
Okay, that's good. But how does it feel to have transitioned?
It's funny because I live in LA and I'm a musician and I've been performing for years and stuff. And having been in the event of the Carols for 20 years and being in the orchestra pit and stuff, it's so familiar to me now that I'm excited. I cannot wait. Like, it's obviously very fun, but also it's just so familiar. Like, I'm curious to see what it feels like to actually perform because I know the stage, I know all the players in the orchestra, I know all the tech guys, I know all the producers. So it kind of feels like just going to work with all my friends.
So you don't need the page turner. You mentioned that it was the first time that you'd seen the video that got lost of your parents singing in Carols. What was it like watching that video for the first time?
Amazing. I mean, amazing and terrifying because it was 1981 and it was before I was born and... realizing that they were younger than I am now and watching my parents as these like young couple singing Oh Holy Night. It was beautiful. It's amazing. And that's something I love about the Carols is that it's the same songs every year. It's almost this, Dennis Walter sang after them that year. Like it's the same people each time.
And he's there this year as well.
Oh, he's there every year.
Would it be Carols?
There's a list of five. It's Marina Pryor, Dennis Walter. You can't have the Carols without those guys.
A Campbell.
Yes. David Campbell. Well, David Campbell's newer, but yes. Yeah. But he's going to take over the mantle.
And now a Ben Abraham.
Technically I've been involved. I've actually had more screen time on the Carols than probably almost all of the performers. You just didn't know that you were watching me. But every year I do get all my family and friends just send me screenshots of their television being like, I see you in the orchestra pit. So
there you go. You can't tell us, but any hints what you're singing?
I love the Carol. It's a traditional. It's one that some people probably find a bit boring, but I think it's great.
Okay, that's a sizzle.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
So on top of the Carols, you also have some new music out. You've got a new album.
I do. Yeah, I put out an album this year through Atlantic Records or Warner Music in Australia. And it's been great. It's been, it's a terrible time to be a musician in the world, but it seems to have gone okay.
Now, you're living over in LA, as you said. What's it like being home for the holiday season?
It's nice. It's cold.
That's
yeah. So bizarre, isn't it?
I was ready to come back for a summer and that didn't exactly happen. But no, it's, I love Melbourne. I love Australia. I love the food.
What do you miss most when you're in LA?
Well, publicly I miss my family, but secretly I mostly miss the food.
Now, Ben, you've performed with some international greats. We're talking about Demi Lovato. We're talking about Kesha,
yes.
Macklemore. What's it been like working with these people?
It's fun. I'm so deep in my job of music that it's like work, but it's working with the best people ever. And I joke that 2018 was a funny year because I began the year playing a song I wrote with Kesha at the Grammys with like Cyndi Lauper and Bebe Rexha and stuff, literally on keys at the Grammys, and then finished the year holding scores for John Foreman in the orchestra. And if that doesn't tell you what an Australian music career feels like, I don't know what does.
I mean, we're laughing. It sounds... I mean...
No, it's great. Yeah. Honestly, that's what you want, right? You want to go and kind of have your adventures around the world and then you come back to Australia and you're like, it's perfect. I'm with my family. I'm sitting in an orchestra pit.
Well, I will say, you know, a lot of Australian musicians, it feels like, do move overseas and typically to America to try and further their career, which is exactly what you've done. But we know that you get a lot of love back home here in Australia as well, because I've got a friend who you're their number one played Spotify artist for this year.
I'm so happy to hear that. I actually just played a show in Sydney and somebody came up to me and confessed that she had listened to 140,000 minutes of Ben Abraham this year.
Oh, wow.
Which I did the math. That's 97 days.
Whoa!
So somebody needs to do a wellness check on that person.
Now, Ben, the Joy Drive family are going to hear a bit of your music live today.
Yes, what a treat for us.
When we're back, Ben Abraham live.
Live.
On Joy Drive. Ben Abraham, you're still in studio with us.
I am.
And we are so excited because you've got your guitar out.
Yes.
And you're going to play a live song for us this afternoon. What are you going to play?
This is called If I Didn't Love You.
Here we go.
Take it away.
How do you do it? You got me in it, and I can't explain how you turn me with the fury of a hurricane. It can't be easy, I'm not easy, but you seem to pull me through. Every path and every question brings me back to you. And it's strange, I don't know if you know all the things that you have changed. Oh, and I just wanna say, if I didn't love you, then what would I have if I didn't love you? I wouldn't be who I am, would I be drifting with nowhere to land? I don't know what I do if I didn't love. All the madness and the chaos going on outside, coming at us through the TV, the world's on fire. And everything is so uncertain, it's getting hard to make it through. When there's nothing left to be said, I look at you and it's strange how the touch of a hand can make you feel safe. Oh, and I just wanna say, if I didn't love you, then what would I have if I didn't love you? I wouldn't be who I am, would I be drifting with nowhere to land? Didn't
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh, Ben, I'm so sad that Warren and I are the only people that got to physically be in the room when that happened. Oh my goodness me.
I had goosebumps, guys. That was beautiful.
I've got goosebumps as well. And Ben Abraham's going to be at Carol's by Candlelight for more info about everything, that song, I imagine, as well.
Yeah.
BenAbrahamMusic.com.
Yeah.
Ben.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This has been the best.
And we can't wait to see you on Saturday night.
It's going
to
be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.